Calculating. You are now entering the break. You are now entering the breaking point.
Welcome everybody back to the Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.
Week 91. Yeah.
Dang, 9 away from 100.
9 away.
That's huge.
Only 9 weeks. I think we only have 4 more weeks of school, though.
Yeah, so we'll hit that next year, but you got to come back.
I definitely will, 100%.
You and Jackson and
yes.
Ryan, probably?
Yes.
Ryan Ruthrock,
maybe? Question mark?
If he's willing to come down.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I'm Matt Hunsell.
Ethan Sellers.
And, yeah, week 91.
Week 91. Huge number.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Can you imagine that there have been 91 weeks where we've talked about random news stories?
No.
That's kind of crazy.
I can't believe that there are that many stories.
Yeah, and,
for
like,
91 weeks.
With different stuff in it. Like, we
it's
have...
like there's news every day.
What?
Crazy.
Crazy, man.
So, you know what else is crazy?
What?
Esports?
It's question mark?
Question mark? It's growing really big in popularity.
Yeah.
Like... there's a streaming service called Twitch.
Yeah.
And people watch people play video games, which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But it's really enjoyable, actually.
So, basically, those of you who don't know what esports is, it is basically competitive gaming on, like a big scale where they can make money in tournaments and stuff.
Yeah. Like, we have an esports team here in Indianapolis, actually.
We do?
Yeah. So, like, NBA teams are starting to have esports teams affiliated with them, and the Pacers just got one. I can't remember what they're called, but I saw their jerseys on Twitter, and they wear, like, basketball jerseys.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
No, yeah. I have a friend named Patrick Bruder who actually works with the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA 2K team.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He, like, takes pictures for them. It's super cool. He's also sponsored by Hot Pocket, so he has an endless supply of Hot Pockets.
Really?
He got a fridge full of Hot Pockets, like, literally stacked to the brim.
That sounds like the dream.
Honestly, though. Like, I would love to do that. That'd be insane.
That's super cool. Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE. I'm Matt Estelle.
Ethan Sellers, and we got two guests here in the studio with us.
You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name's John Griffin. I was just here.
Yeah,
there's not multiple John Griffins.
He may or may not have just done the news.
No, we have two John Griffins. We have one for news and one for being
guest
a guest.
Worthy.
And who's our other guest?
Oh, I'm Olivia Harris, and there's only one of me too. So.
Yeah, so one guy lifts them and tries to see how long he can hold them for.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. How heavy was the first one, the last one?
318.5, 414.5 pounds.
Yes.
Pounds. I don't get how do these hold these?
Do they
go underneath them?
No, there's little handles on the top.
Okay.
They put handles on them.
Okay.
So it helps out a bit.
Because last night I was just imagining like this dude just like
holding
himself up.
Like Atlas.
Like, getting ready. Yeah, like Atlas. Just like picking him up.
That'd be pretty cool. That's how they should do it.
That would like break your wrist.
That would destroy your
arm. That would hurt.
That would destroy your arm.
That would hurt a lot. So yeah, so this Gladiator star, which was a TV show in the 90s, named James Crossley, he set a goal to break this world record. Basically, he trained with this guy for 4 months and was like, I'm going to break this world record. And his trainer was like, yeah, if you make this your life goal, you'll be able to do it, but not in 4 months.
He did it in 4 months.
And James Crossley was like, nah, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to break the world record for holding the Diney stones. Why? Again, I have no idea.
Diney?
Diney.
Diney. Diney stones.
D-I-N-N-I-E.
I like D-E-N-N-Y. I like to think the Diney stones.
The Disney stones.
The Disney stones.
Yes.
Infinity.
So
the Infinity War stones.
So the previous record was 33.9 seconds and... James Crossley got it in 34.58 seconds. And basically the way that he did this, he had 3 attempts able to do this because he had like the Guinness World Record guy there watching him. And he did the first 2 attempts and failed both times, one hitting 33 seconds, then the other being 30 seconds. And then he was like, all right, quote, my hands were torn, and I thought I had peaked after the second failed attempt. I thought maybe I should leave it. I started to get the feeling back in my hands. I listened to the Rocky soundtrack in my ears, and I just went for it. I looked at the timekeepers, and I burst into tears as soon as I knew I'd done it.
I think it's pretty funny he was listening to the Rocky soundtrack. Yeah.
Right? That's awesome.
Like the Rock? Rock?
Oh,
Rocky?
Oh. I see what you did there.
Just like The Rock Show, which is this next song we're playing for you by
Blink-182.
You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. Stay tuned for a game,
woo!
Some more stories, and a good time. Stay tuned.